What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're now tuned in to the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast. Keep it locked, guys. Let's go. Yeah, hello, guys. What's up? This is Gideon Wani, a.k.a. Pablo Castro PR. You're now tuned in to the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, thank you very much. Please watch more videos and stream our episodes that are upcoming. We have this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all audio platforms. You can also check them there and enjoy yourself and tell your friends about it. So if this is your first time, you know, tuning into this podcast, maybe audio or video right now, we need you to hit the follow or subscribe button on anywhere you're watching or listening right now to, you know, stay tuned to this podcast and get and be informed and entertained at every time weekly. So guys, please check the links in our description or our show notes to learn more about this podcast and learn how you can become a member of this podcast from at least $1 to watch the extended part of this episode or episodes that we drop weekly, because we feature, you know, exclusives that only our members can, you know, access on Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee, or if you donate Bitcoin to this podcast. So please go on to check the links in our description for more, and, you know, stick with us to the end of the show. So guys, on this episode, I will be talking to my friend Tony Doe, who is a radio consultant and a podcast consultant, and also the representative of African podcasters and voiceover artists in Nigeria. He's a very talented person and he's here to share knowledge with us today, and I hope you stay tuned till the end. So make sure you follow us, join the conversation on social media, and enjoy yourself. Yeah, welcome back on the show, guys. This is still your favorite boy, Pablo Castro PR, and you're still tuned in to the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast, and this is the extended part of this show, and the video is only extended because we need you guys to be members. If you are listening right now on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, you have to come watch the video as a member on Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee. So you can become a member from at least $1 monthly to access this part. And for my guys who are members of this podcast already and already, you know, supporting us on Patreon, Buy Me a Coffee, you know, shout out to you guys. God bless you guys, man. We really love you. Thank you very much for supporting the podcast and pushing us on to the next level. So guys, on this week, I have 3 songs for you that you need to go and download and stream and add to your playlist. You know, first off, I have Asake Terminator. Asake is a YBNL artist and he has been releasing mad songs, you know, everywhere for people to listen to, and he keeps doing it back to back. And right now he has Terminator outside for everybody to go stream, and this song is lit. I like it so much, and that is why I'm featuring it on my pick for this week, guys. So make sure you go stream it, guys. This is Terminator by Asake. Go stream it, guys. Let's go. Asake Terminator. Up next, I have Kata Efi, and this one, he called it Machala. This song has been making waves on all platforms, and everybody has been talking about it to the extent that, you know, Davido fans, you know, went on to do their own, you know, version of their own song, you know, to support 30BG, and I'm not sure it's blurish like that, Sha. But no, Allah, they still do, Sha, and a lot of them came outside and they shot their videos and posted. But still, man, Machala by Kata Efi has been the best so far for me. This is not FC or 30BG Mata right now, you know. This boy did this thing, you know, because of the love he has for Wizkid, and he made this song a banger, and people streamed it, and they love it, and they took it to number one, and haters were just hating, man, you know. I swear. So, this is Kata Efi and Berry Tiger. Yes. And the title to this one, Machala. Go stream it, guys.
I've been thinking of content again because I want to become a musician. That is why my name is Machala. So I want to drop album, like, you understand the fucking vibe, man. You don't understand.
Are you sure you will blow?
You said what?
Are you sure you will blow? You have
yes,
to
now. I already have good singles.
Yeah, freestyle for me.
Yeah. Man, just one day happy, man, one day your
next, I have Fuse and Davido. Fuse, who used to be a producer, you know, now he has been on the music scene, you know, with his voice and doing amazing stuff, you know, with artists like Davido and other ones, man. And right now, he has this new one with Davido, and they titled it Electricity. I want you guys to go stream it on all platforms, and it is amazing, man. So go stream this one, guys. I'm giving you guys a snippet right now. Enjoy.
Vibes on a frequency, yeah, till infinity, steady on a different beat. Love is very sweet, but first you must get the ruler. Now poverty, now you make it my worry. Nobody go go sign, and you know everything I do is nobody else concerned. Aye, aye, she go come on, she go come on. Shake it, baby, shake it, shake it. I feel your vibration, pressure. And girl, I'm on motion, motion. Beautiful temptation, pressure. Hot girl on road.
So guys, that was my music pick for this week. Make sure you stream every week and enjoy this podcast. Up next, I have my interview with Tony Doe, who I said is a radio consultant and a podcast consultant, and also a representative of African podcasters and voiceover artists in Nigeria. So stay tuned, guys. This one is very informative. And I'm live with Tony Doe. What's up, my G? How you doing?
Good.
How is your day going,
my guy?
Nasu, don't be lying. How's your day going now?
much better than I originally anticipated.
Man, it's good to have you on the show, man. Please go ahead and introduce yourself and let them know who I'm talking to right now over Zoom video call.
All right. So my name is Tony Doe. I'm a radio and podcast consultant, and I've been in the audio space for nearly 2 decades, and I'm passionate about audio, I'm passionate about podcasting, passionate about radio, and it's basically all I'm about these days. Awesome. And then, of course, there's Arsenal Football Club. So,
up Gunners, up Gunners. Gunners for life, but me, I be Man U fan.
I'm a Man U fan, man.
Red Devils for life, man.
So
yeah, on this episode, we're talking about a topic, you know, but I have a this or that question for you. You know, I like to have fun before my main topic. So are you ready for me?
Great.
All right, so now, this or that, Apple Podcast or Spotify?
Spotify, accessibility.
Ooh. Awesome, man. So, guys, today on this show, I'm talking to my guy, Tony Doe. He's a radio and podcast consultant, you know. But our topic today is how to have a future in podcasting as a Nigerian. And we'll be covering some subtopics under this for a few minutes. And I want you guys to, you know, enjoy it and be, you know, informed. So, my guy, Tony, what's up now?
Yep.
Podcasting right now, you know.
Crazy.
Tell us. It's crazy, right? Like, so just tell us, what's the current state of podcasting in Nigeria for you? How you don't see them recently, the current state, you know? Is it better? Is it struggling? Is it crawling? Is it crippling? You know, please.
Podcasting is on the rise, man. A lot of really talented creatives are coming into the space. People are paying attention. There's a lot of entertainment value. There's a lot of educative value. There's a lot of information that can now be packaged, you know, as podcasts for more consumers. Gone are the days where you were limited to maybe just having a TV slot or a radio slot, or having to fight to get a radio slot to get your word out. But now with podcasting, you know, several platforms allow anybody with a great idea to actually just pick up the phone, start recording, and then sharing their great ideas with people out there. So I'm really excited about podcasting in Nigeria. And to let you know, I'm a part of the of ABVA, the Association of Podcasters and Voice Artists. And we've had over 60,000 votes so far for a lot of the content.
I saw it, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
So if you needed evidence as to how we're growing, well, that's evidence right there. The podcast is on the rise.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So now let's talk about the steps now, you know, the steps that can be taken to push podcasting to the next level. You know, it can go to the next level. You know, there's a level abroad is on already, and, you know, we can reach that level. But, you know, are there steps you believe we can take to get to that? And you would love to share?
Yeah, there are. First and foremost, I think creators need to pay attention to the quality of their audio. There was a time it really didn't matter, but things are changing now. And if how you sound is not clear or enticing enough for the listener, you know, maybe after like 5-10 seconds, they feel wrong, go another content. And, you know, there are options now. So you're in a battle really fighting for people's attention. So you really have to pay attention to what you do. There's a lot of great content that is being marred by poor audio. So I would suggest improve your audio. Now, the beautiful thing is you don't have to be a super duper audio producer these days to achieve that. There are lots of AI tools available online, like Descript, for instance, that allows you to clean up your audio so that you can, you know, sound good enough for the person who needs to listen to you. So take advantage of AI tools that are available to help you clean up your audio. Keep working on great content. Be a part of the community, because that helps as well. In communities, you get to share ideas, you get to share perspectives, you get to pool resources. And, you know, it's a village. You know, when the village is raising your podcast will even go farther. And I'll prefer that you go farther than faster. You could go faster alone for a while, but you could burn out. But with a community, you would always have support, you know, with where and how to push your content. And
of course, you use that.
Everything has strategy.
Don't be lying. Thank you very much, my guy. Thank you. Thank you so much, Tony. Yeah, so let's talk. We've talked about communities helping, you know, the level of podcasting, you know, to the next level. Now let's talk about podcast networks, you know. What do you know about podcast networks? Okay. And I believe there are some in Nigeria, but I don't know most of them.
Yeah,
you know, as a consultant you are, you'd, you know, have a more idea of podcast networks and if they're available in Nigeria.
They are available in Nigeria. I think one of the foremost ones would be Visual Audio Times. They have about 4 or 5 podcasts on their platforms. An advantage of a podcast network is that the bulk of promotions and maybe even production, they deal with that, allowing the content creator focus on generating great content. So, you know, that's an advantage. If you have a team of people who would support you with where you host your content, if they will support you with how you market your content, how you promote your content, if they take up that responsibility and then split the profits with you, I think it's a good thing. The downside to it may be that you leave too much responsibility for them and you might not have as much control over your content as you might want. And then, when you split profits, if you don't devour you as much.
It's a great way to build
if you're a brand, really. I would say that the guys who may benefit best from podcast network utilities are the ones who have other businesses, other things they're doing. And so maybe podcasting is just an extension of their brand. Those are the ones that I believe can afford to have networks carry their load for them. But if you're an individual, you know, test the waters yourself. You know, go through the stress. Now, when it pass you, then we'll advise you inside community whether or not networking could be for you. I do believe that. I do believe as an individual, better make you test the waters. That's the beauty of podcasting. You have an opportunity to wear many hats and then decide which cap fits your head pass and continue the journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, so now let's talk about this last one right now, right? This last one before we, you know, call this a show, you know. Now let's talk about marketing tools now. Tools that we can use to market our podcast. Like me, I use newsletters and social media. You know, you can shed more light on the, you know, marketing tools you know about.
Fortunately for anybody now who has access to the podcast creative platforms on Apple and Spotify, you can use the tools they have there. So I advise you, if you have a podcast, make sure you claim your podcast on those two platforms and then take advantage of the promotional tools that they make available to you. Apple has promo cards, links and stuff that you can share on your social media platforms. The same thing with Spotify. Spotify also goes as far as allowing you upload audio snippets or bits of your show on their platform, which they can place on other podcasts. So I might be listening to a playlist on Spotify, and then I hear the promo of your podcast. That's an awesome thing to do as well. And then there's this one that I tell people that, you know, you probably don't pay attention to, but there's no harm in trying to run a radio ad for your podcast. Why don't you do that? Go ahead and do it. I did a list at the beginning of the year where I mentioned things, you know, street ways to promote your podcast. And among that, you know, I mentioned the flyers, doing t-shirts, branding items that you can wear and people can see. If you wear a t-shirt with your podcast on it, of course, it will generate curiosity. You can do flyers. You can share on the streets the same way the evangelists share their flyers for church programs. Mm-hmm. You can put up posters on the walls here and there. And you can run radio ads. You can even buy ads in your national daily newspapers. Or there's a smart technique. Pack flyers. Go to the neighborhood vendor store and take style and shock the flyers inside the papers. There are people, they come, they open flyer, they look, they see the flyer of your podcast, and you know, to intrigue their interest, just make sure that they have all the links to how they can listen to your podcast in there. So, you know, those are streets there. Those are the Nigerian street ways you can get your podcast out there. So advertising newsletters as well. Pod News has, you know, a platform, or rather a means for which you can reach out and then, you know, run adverts as well. And there are some podcast applications too that offer you an opportunity to advertise your podcast on those platforms. Now, the advantages of those platforms are that those ads that you run of your podcast will reach podcast listeners themselves. So you know that it's already targeted for podcast listeners and it's a great thing for people to find you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So guys, come to the last part of the show, man. Thank you very much, Tony. Please, I want you to spell this thing for me backwards right now. I need you to spell podcast backwards. Yes. Podcast.
Podcast. Plural or singular?
No, without the S. Without the S at the end.
Oh, okay. So that's TSACDOP.
Wow. Thank you.
TSACDOP. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So there you have it, guys. I just gave you guys, you know, Tony on my podcast, and I want you guys to stream more episodes, and I've dropped previous ones. Please check it out. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and all streaming platforms, and I have more episodes coming, and I expect you guys to tune in. Thank you very much. Check the links in our description for more. Learn how you can follow us on social media. Learn how you can become a member of this podcast, and learn how you can support this podcast. So thank you very much, Tony. We appreciate you. You know, do you have a shout out you want to give before we go?
A shout out to everybody who loves podcasts. Shout out to every podcaster grinding hard out there. I got you. I support you.
Big love, man. Thank you very much, Tony. Today, have you guys. Till next time. I'll see you in the next video. God bless you. Bye.